I have Heidi Ringhofer on the line. Heidi is the solid waste planner with the MPCA here in Minnesota and has been working with people that we have interviewed recently on the station here, Natalie, and also I believe David Abbas and others, because of the growing imperative to treat our waste differently. So we are really grateful to have you, Heidi. Thank you so much for being here with us this morning.
I'm glad to be here. There's nothing more I like talking about is composting.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. I, too, have been a longtime fan of this most unsexy topic. And there's nothing I like talking about more than garbage, I think, especially locally, because that's where it makes a real difference. So we have been talking a little bit on the radio about, well, I'm sure over the years it's come up about our landfill is filling up and we not only need to do something different, but it's an opportunity to do something different to mitigate future increased costs of what we're doing, as well as eliminating unneeded waste and perhaps restoring soil at the same time. So tell us a little bit about your history. How did you get into this career, I'll ask?
Well, I blame it a lot on my parents. I grew up on a dairy farm in northern Minnesota, so working with earth and animals and natural processes just was innate to me. And I'll tell you the truth, I didn't really think I was going to end up in garbage. My first love was making sure that the water was clean. So I went after a environmental degree in college, but I got a local internship at the Western Lake Superior Sanitary District working in the laboratory where we tested water in the effluent from the wastewater treatment plant. And then I got into household hazardous waste. And right when I got out of college, the recycling rules, statutes, and laws were really big and there was a lot of jobs available. I got in with county government and I started working with recycling and landfills. And that's when most counties still had a county landfill, but a lot of them started closing. And I guess the path was set where I just ended up being a garbologist for a career.
Wow.
And it's so diverse. It's really important that the public knows that when they put it in their trash can, that where it goes and what happens to it, away has a lot of different nuances, whether it's good or bad.
Right. And so you've been at this for many years, clearly. How would you say Minnesota has evolved in its awareness of garbage issues and its response to that?
Really well. Minnesota is one of the leaders in the nation for recycling rates and tracking. You know, the West Coast and a lot of the East Coast states are really progressive, but Minnesota is definitely up there for being one of the top states for recycling and tracking of our wastes and our recyclings and composting. You know, a lot of the counties are really in the forefront, especially in the metro area, with trying to reduce the garbage in the state of Minnesota and ultimately keeping it out of the landfills. Because when we throw waste into the landfill, whether it be food waste, an aluminum can, you know, that's a resource lost that can be recycled and made into something new. And when you do that, you cut down on natural resources being used. Why not reuse what's been reused once and, you know, reset the path for how we manage our waste? And unfortunately, we continue to increase the amount of waste that we as individuals, households, businesses create.
Yeah.
And that's because we're a disposal society and we really have to try to reverse that, because unfortunately we keep putting more and more waste into the landfills. But, you know, on the bright side, our annual report from 2022 showed that our recycling rate for the state went up a couple percentages. We're in the high 40s for our recycling rate. Reuse, composting, recovering the materials instead of putting them into the landfill.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard last night at the big meeting that was actually very well attended at Cedar Coffee Company that was to address this issue in Lake County, that Minnesota could or, you know, it's feasible to recycle 75% of our waste. Is that a real number, do you think?
That's a very high attainable goal. You know, it's very, very high. The metro area has a goal by 2030, I think it's 2030, to reach 75% waste diversion. It's a very, very aggressive goal.
Okay.
You know, we set numbers and we say, how are we going to get there? And as you develop methods to get there, you find out that there's a lot of roadblocks. And
right.
The key thing to saying you're going to quit this garbage or stop making it or reuse it, recycle it, compost it, you have to have an infrastructure. And then the most
right.
important thing is you have to have an end market.
Right.
And one of the beauties of, you know, this focus of composting through this grant that the Lake County received from the state of Minnesota is that you're generating locally and you're processing locally and you have a market locally. And when I worked at WLSSD, we started a compost site back in 2001 with state funding to process food waste and yard waste and wood waste to create a soil amendment compost, the finished product, that helps the soils around here. And it really became obvious that we had a good product and people wanted it because we've got really heavy soil, clay, so you need
right.
material to aerate it. And we know that Lake and Cook counties have a lot of clay soil, so creating that soil amendment, that compost locally and adding it, and it doesn't have to be shipped a long way, is really, really important. And it's cost effective and very efficient versus maybe shipping your aluminum cans to Oklahoma to be processed into new aluminum cans.
Right.
You know? So you don't have that distance, the cost, greenhouse gas. It's really a good program. And I hope that we can get it off the ground and get something going.
Yeah, it seems like composting food waste is both the lowest hanging fruit as far as ease of a closed system right here, but also one of the biggest sources of garbage just because it's so heavy. And it was pointed out to us last night that the haulers measure by weight. And so, you know, getting rid of, you know, a pretty heavy source of garbage could have dramatic economic impacts as well. Our economics are about to change in Lake County, which is really going to push the issue, I think, in a good direction. And it seems like there's a lot of energy. There's been talk in years past and small projects, but it seems like we're headed for something bigger right now. Do you want to describe the process that's happening right now?
Well, process is with this grant, and I should back up a moment that in 2023, the northeast section of Minnesota, which includes Cook, Lake, St. Louis, Coochaching, Aiken, Carlton, the Western Lake Superior Sanitary District, and Itasca County did a regional solid waste plan. And what that means is we look 10 years out and say, how much waste do we estimate we're going to create, but how can we reduce that waste and not put it into a landfill, reuse it? And one of the goals for reducing that waste was for Grand Portage, Tribal Nation, Cook County, and Lake County to get together and talk about how they can remove compostables from the waste stream so they don't have to ship them to a landfill and pay the transportation costs and weight down their garbage, and it makes it more efficient. So part of that is that by them working together, it being in the regional plan, they're looking forward, and there's a timeline on developing an action plan, which is the middle of 2025, June 30th to be exact, for there to be a study, the feasibility study, which is part of these public meetings that are going on, to develop a plan how that's going to happen and then recommend actionable items for implementation. So it's really great. And the good thing is that these communities are very identifiable in the waste sources, and it's very... you can account for how many businesses, how many households. Now, the tricky part is they say there's, you know, 40% of our garbage can be composted. That's true. You can compost the paper and food waste and stuff. But you start to break it down and you really have to go after a clean product. Mm. And I'll use WLSD as an example. That site only accepts food waste and compostable dinnerware and compostable bags that need a very strict ASTM measure.
Mm-hmm.
And why you want that, because if you have stuff, you kind of just, you know, put it in a bag or put it in your bin, people start throwing stuff in there that doesn't belong and you have a lot of contamination. And then when you get your final product, you find bits of glass and plastic. So it's when you just kind of add everything that it really makes it hard to get a good final product. So when you break down that 40% of what is compostable, you really want to focus on the clean stuff and then maybe build on. So that 40% starts to get down to maybe 10, 15% that's really good stuff to compost.
Yeah.
You have to be really careful about what you take. Start small and then grow. You know, people, people think, well, I've got my freezer went on the fritz, so now I got to get rid of all the stuff that isn't any good. So we're just going to go throw all the wrapped meat, plastic packaged into the container for it to be composted. That's really difficult.
You're right.
Because we don't sit there and pick apart each plastic out of it. So there's clean food that you produce, and then there's the packaged food, and those are two different waste streams. So, you know, that's got to be part of the education working with the public. So again, back to clean material and really what is compostable. I've always said 10 to 15% of the waste stream is attainable to compost.
Okay. Okay. And you've hit upon, I think, the two major challenges. I think once we get through this sort of awareness raising and realizing that, wow, we could do a lot better with our garbage, then there's a whole new system of an infrastructure that will need to be instituted and paid for. And then perhaps the biggest challenge of all, although I hope it will be less because it costs so much just to throw things out, is doing it properly. And, you know, every time we talk to people who are involved in this, they say, you know, a key issue is just compliance and doing it properly. And even, you know, getting the glass jar in the thing that says glass. And so what's the magic answer for that? I hear you saying, you know, education, and I'm saying, you know, prices help, but it's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a very tough one. And originally when the recycling started, we said, hey, remove it from your waste stream. It saves you money on your garbage. But actually to recycle, it costs money because you got the transport. You know, so it's part of our waste stream.
Right.
But I think you need compliance also, because I do believe people want to do the right thing. Most people want to do the right thing, and they don't want to do it the wrong way. Having worked with the public a lot over my career, people don't want to look stupid. They want to do the right thing. There's a few people that, you know, less than 10% that don't care. They just want, it's all about just getting rid of it. But most people want to do right. So if you provide the right instruction, you know, and work on some compliance and make some examples that this is the way you do it. But what we found when in Duluth, when we started the compost program and the target businesses that were being educated, is that you need to have continuous monitoring and visiting and observation, because things begin to evolve that you didn't think about. Mm-hmm. And so you just have to keep on top of those and make sure that you're getting to those people in different ways. And being the North Shore is a tourist community and you have turnover in staff, that makes it even more critical to make the system easy.
Right.
And to re-educate and make sure that you have managers and chefs on board. That's the key thing we've found, it's been found that if you have the chef or the cook on board, because it's his or her kitchen, then it's going to work.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be done right.
Yeah.
So that just that continuous maintenance, because we found out in Hutchinson, they've had a program since the late 90s, and they have found that just the program is absolutely going to shreds because people are just throwing everything in their composting bin. So they're doing an aggressive education program now to reverse that, to get the contamination out.
Yeah. Interesting. You're right. So just setting up is not going to be enough. And it's good that we have people that have gone before. And so that I think we can go into this with our eyes wide open and, you know, figure out what kind of supports will be necessary to really make it and make it in the long run. We're running out of time, Heidi, but I want to make sure we highlight the meeting has already happened, the informational meeting, but people still need to fill out a survey. How do they do that?
Depending upon what county you're in, you can go to the county website and open up the survey.
Well, we're all in Lake County, so can you go to Lake County?
Maybe I'm wrong on that. I know that you can on Cook counties because I looked at it the other day.
Okay.
But I assumed, so maybe I'm wrong there.
Well, I know that it's in the newspaper, the website with the QR code. I think it has been a little bit of a challenge for people to find a way to do that if they don't do QR codes. So we will look for that information here at the station in case people want to know how to access that survey, which I believe is going to close in just maybe another week or so. Is that right?
Yeah, it's coming soon. It's on a fast track.
Yeah. Yeah. So fill out the survey, everybody. And if you can't
figure out. Yeah, it is on the website for Lake County. It's the Residential Recycling and Composting Survey input right on the lower left hand.
Oh, good.
And there's a link to filling it out.
Wonderful. So go to Lake County. Let's just run through this again. Go to Lake County, click on, what do you click on?
On the home page, it's down on the bottom. It's like Residential Recycling and Composting Survey. There, your input is needed. It's a block under news and announcements.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you so much, Heidi. Heidi.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Ringhoffer is the solid waste planner with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, and I believe this was the first time on our station. So thank you so much.